accustomed to begin learning the laws of the Yom Tov a little bit before, using the language of the Gemara, from the Chag Shloshim Yom, 30 days prior, based on our calendar. We'll see that Pesach is in less than a month. Don't tell your wives that. Nonetheless, that's the reality. So, what, you already, yeah. You already have your assignments, I guess, cut out for you. So, because of that, we're going to learn a little bit of Hilchos Pesach. Starting off with the very beginning of this Sefer in the Aruch HaShulchan, which discusses the Dini Chodesh Nisan. We're not in Nisan yet, but get a jump start. Begins by saying that Nisan hu Rosh HaChadosh. Nisan, this month, which will be starting weeks from now, is the first of the months. Because of its greatness, L'chein Afal Pi, therefore, even though, Shahashana Monim Mitishrei, Mikol Makam HaChadosh Monim Nisan. Shnemra Chodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodesh. Rishon Hu Lechem L'chadosh Hashana. The question is, what do you mean Nisan is the first? Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. So, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. However, when it comes to the counting of months, Nisan is considered to be the first month, as it says, HaChodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. This is the first of the month, which is referring to the month of Nisan. Kolomer, that is to say, Shemimnei Hu HaRosh L'chol HaChodeshim. Since it's the beginning of all the months, that's the first of the month, and therefore, for example, Tishrei, Torah says it's not the first of the month, it's number seven, right, because it's based on Nisan. L'chein, therefore, Yisha Rishon L'minyan HaChodeshim, Nisan is considered the first of the months. And not only us, as we'll discuss in a few moments. Mipnei hu gedulaso shel chodesh Nisan, because of its importance, this particular month, mipnei shebo hoisi yesiyas Mitzrayim. Of course, this is the month in which the Jewish people left Egypt. Shebezen nigla hashkochas Hashem Yisbarach al barav ve'oseosav and niflosav. Hashem showed His greatness in the world on this particular month. So some people say the word Nisan comes also from the shorish of that is Nes. It's a month where we see tremendous miracles out in the open. All the miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people. Not only that, the Mishalom Ra Lo Rasha, Krisha So, Mishalom Tov, Lo Avav. He punished the wicked, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and He rewarded a terrific reward for those that show love for Him. And therefore, this is the significance of this particular month. Now, what's so special about this month? Continues the Aruch HaShulchan. It says, why is this month chosen? That is such an important month. That this happens to be the time in which the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. There has to be some reason behind why it was Nisan. It said, Mimnei, because Shamitzriim avdu latle shirosh hamazalos. The Egyptians, we know they were involved in a lot of forms of avodah zarah, a lot of idol worship. And one of the idols that they focused a tremendous on was the tle, which is the ram. And if you look at any newspaper and look at the zodiac, we know that this upcoming month is Aries, which corresponds to the ram. And it's no coincidence that it has nothing to do with the solar calendar, because based on the zodiac, it doesn't start the first day of February, the next is the first day of March, etc. But you see, it starts somewhere in the middle. It's because it's not dependent on the solar calendar, but rather it's based on certain constellations. And in fact, if you would study these mazalos, these zodiacs, specifically this upcoming one about the ram, it's also not only what the Torah says, that Nisan is the first of the months, but that is actually the first zodiac of the year. Because it's the same concept, that it's based on Nisan. It's based on the lunar calendar and those constellations. Now, it's brought down, Umazel Tle, this particular zodiac, if you will, which is the ram, Mishamish B'chodesh Nisan. That was a time in which they worshipped this particular Avodah Zarah during this month, which is unbelievable. But that's we see that in every newspaper, that's what it is. Uparo samach al kochel umazla. That Paro wasn't just that he was stubborn and he just disagreed with Moshe, all these incredible miracles, the plagues. I mean, what was he doing? Obviously, he was getting clobbered and destroyed. It's because he had a certain reliability on this particular form of Avodah Zarah, this Tlet. And based on looking at the Mazalos, these constellations, he considered that he would be protected because of them, because of this, because of the ram. Uparo samach al kochel umazlo, l'chein, therefore, av ki b'makas barod nishbar libo. You study Esther Makos, when it came to the Makkah of Barod, he already changed his mind. He completely changed. So much so that he said, Hashem atzadik v'aniv ami harashoyim. Right? He said that already in the previous Parsha of Vayera, before the upcoming three Makos came, Makos number 8, 9, and 10. He already admitted that he was a Rasha. V'aniv ami harashoyim. Mikol Makam, nonetheless, says there Erech HaShulchan, Acher Kach, B'Makas Arbeh, when it came to plague number 8, the locusts, again, he changed to having a little bit more haughtiness, and feeling a little bit more in control. And by Makas Choshech, by darkness, Yatza B'Chutzpah Gedol, he had a tremendous amount of brazenness, Ad Shiomer LaMoshe Rabbeinu, until he looked Moshe in the eyes and said, Al Tosev Ros Panai, I do not want you to come here again. Next time you come here, I'm going to kill you. But Tom, what's the reason why? How could Paro have done this? He's a leader, a king, probably an intelligent man. And the reason, says Erech HaShulchan, Mimnei She'oz Karvi Yimei Nisan, at that point, it was getting close to the month of Nisan. Bnei Israel left in the middle of Nisan, so as Makas Choshech ended, before Makas Bechoros, it was Nisan time. Nisan was in that time. And therefore, Batach al-Mazlo, Mehachodesh Hazeh, Paro had a certain amount of faith and trust in this ram, this Avodah Zarah. V'zehu Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. And that's the reason why, when it came to this last Makkah, Hashem turned to Moshe and said, "Ha'chodesh hazeh luchem rosh chodesh." What does that mean? That this should be the new month, the first month? Kolomar ha'chodesh hazeh sheparo mamtin alav. This month of Nisan, in which Paro is being hesitant upon, and he's showing his faith and trust in this idol, rosh chodeshim shebazeh tisboyer. It will be very clear for the first time. As it will be the first month, it will now be clear to everyone that what Paro is putting his trust in has no power at all. Kein mamish b'mazlos, it has absolutely no substance. Hashem hu Elokim, b'shemay mimal v'yalart mitachas. Hashem has dominion and control of the world from the heavens and the earth. Enod, v'Yisrael heim am segulaso, the Jewish people, they are the chosen nation. L'chein rishon hu l'chem, and therefore, because of this, that is the reason why we say this is the first month. It's not just that it's the first month, but it's the first opportunity that people now realize that it's not the Tle, it's not the stars and the constellations, but rather Hashem is in control of the world, from the Shemayim above, and the Aretz, the ground below.